This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Everyone has memories or photographs in your mind. Some of you remember the jets going into the World Trade Center. That's the image that's in your mind. Others of you remember when the buildings came down, and that's what you remember. But the one image that is the greatest image for me is one that some of you have already forgotten about, perhaps, but you'll remember it when I remind you. It didn't appear right away, but as they were clearing away debris on the site, there was a piece of steel that was opened up and made available or to be seen, and it was in the shape of a cross. Do you remember that? The cross that was there? And people made it a shrine, and they put flowers there, and people lit candles there, and people put pictures of their loved ones there on that cross. And that became a symbol. That was powerful for me to see the cross. Let me tell you why it was powerful. Because of a hymn that we don't sing in our worship anymore. A hymn written by John Bowring years and years ago. John Bowring was a man who was a sailor who was shipwrecked off the South China's coast at night in a horrendous storm. And he said every time there was a flash of lightning, he's hanging onto a piece of wreckage or a piece of wood. Every time a lightning bolt would light up the sky, it would light up the cross on a cathedral. And so every time a bolt of lightning would strike, he'd see the cross. And after his experience of surviving that, here's what he wrote. In the cross of Christ I glory, towering o'er the wrecks of time. All the light of sacred story gathers round its head sublime. What a line. In the cross of Christ I glory, towering o'er the wrecks of time. Whether it's the World Trade Center, a shipwreck, or your life. The cross is the one thing that brings meaning and understanding to your life. Listen to the fourth verse. Bane and blessing, pain and pleasure, by the cross are sanctified. We don't use some of those words. Let me tell you, we know what pain and pleasure is. Most people do. We know what the word blessing means, but most people don't know what that word means, B-A-N-E, bane. It means anything destructive or ruinous in your life. Anything ruinous or destructive in my life and blessing, pain and pleasure, by the cross are sanctified. Some of you need to take a childhood today and lay it at the foot of the cross and let it be sanctified by the cross. And say, I did have a terrible past 30 years ago, but I lay it at the foot of the cross, and somehow the Christ of the cross gives meaning and understanding to my soul that it's not a meaningless event, but it's sanctified. So many people need to know that God wants to sanctify their past, meaning what? He wants to take what's happened in your past and use it to bring you closer to Him. Instead of cursing God and dying, instead of saying, God, why did you let it happen? We lay it at the foot of the cross, and the Lord says, let me sanctify it in your life and bless you in your life. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for the word today from Joshua and from Psalms. It's a one verse that's always intrigued me. Why did they have to wander for 40 years? And then Psalm 106 says, here's why. Here's the deal. Here's what happened. And then all of a sudden I understood why your people had to wander for 40 years. Serious business called disobedience. Lord, would you bless this invitation time in this service? I know people are planning to come in this service. If there are others that aren't planning to come but need to make a decision regarding their relationship to you, if there are people that need prayer today for a need in their life, who need to take that bane and blessing, pain and pleasure, and say, Lord, I want it to be sanctified by prayer today, what I'm going through. Lord, bless this time as we share an invitation time in Jesus' name. Amen.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.